Well, excellent. Really good to see everyone this morning. Thank you for coming. I want to share with you some things this morning that are very challenging. Very challenging. Not that we haven't done that in the past, but I just thought I'd mention that. One of the main things of discipleship is to hear the voice of the Lord. And a number of you, as well as other people over the years, have said, well, how do I know I'm hearing the voice of the Lord? How do you know? And I'm going to go into that today. As I mentioned before, I'm going to go into that in some depth over the next few weeks, because it is the primary discipline of a disciple. And the primary job of the church is to make disciples. Everything else is secondary to that. It's the last words of Jesus: go and make disciples. So for us to be embracing these disciplines so that we are disciples who in turn can make disciples is to follow after the path of Jesus. And I want to point out just a few things about that and why it's so crucial for where we are at St. Francis today, just this morning. Because we are in the middle of a transition. Now, I know some of you thought that we ended the transition about 6 months ago. other facts have come to bear on that situation. And a transition in a church begins the day that the current priest says, I'm going to have to resign and move on. So a few years back, when David Niemeyer announced, I'm going to be moving on, the transition began. The transition usually resolves 12 to 18 months after the new priest begins. I wanted to make sure everyone was okay with that. Nobody got up and said, that's it, I'm out of here. However, in the middle of the transition, there are some natural things that happen. And those natural things really occur deep within our souls, and they're part of what the Lord brings out. And they really will happen anytime you go into something new, even if it's just a bit new and you're in a normally familiar situation. You go into something new and you will find that skills you may not have or need to develop are just not present. You don't know what to do. You even may be enthusiastic, but you just don't know what to do. At that point of not knowing what to do in the middle of a transition, there are three general temptations that come up, and they are this. One is to run. Greener pastures. Sometimes translated as better pastor somewhere else. Right? Very natural, extremely natural. Another one is, I'm so glad we're having fun so far. Another one of the transitions is to become temptations to become passive. Just stay where you are. Become completely passive and watch and see what happens. There's nothing wrong with any of these. It's just that can go on, and that's a natural temptation to come up. And the third temptation is to have a new vision. We had this vision. We're right now in this place. Hit this wall. Time for a new vision. And that last one, get a new vision, is the temptation of most pastoral leaders, other than the other two, although you'll see some of them running and this and that, getting passive. But often it's another vision. So every 2 months, 4 weeks, they'll come up, I know what we should do. That is a natural response and submitting to that temptation to find another vision. And what God wants to do is to have his vision that he has begun to pour into our hearts, the one that is fulfilled. And to fulfill that, we come through a process where we hit those temptations and they're like walls. And when we hit those walls, instead of moving into those temptations, God wants to move us through those temptations. And the way through the temptations is by hearing the voice of the Lord. That's why it's so critical. Now, this will be true for the church leadership. It'll be true for you individually. It'll be true for any kind of stage that you move into in your life. You will naturally become excited, encouraged, ready to go. This is what I can contribute. And it won't be very long until that first wall comes and you think, whoa, this is not working the way that I thought it would work. I better run, or I better just sit back, or I better find another vision. And there'll be all kinds of ways of doing that. To choose to hear the voice of the Lord instead is to choose to die to yourself and then be raised to the new life that Jesus has called you into in the first place when that vision first came. And there is a process of doing that as well, and that's what I'm going to get into today. Now, I did make one small error in preparation for this Sunday, and that is I neglected to ask Susan and Evelyn to put the Old Testament reading in instead of the epistle reading. So, and that was Joel 2, but you're very familiar with it. It comes up several times a year. And one of the verses I'm going to look at Joel 2 was Joel 2, 28. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And then there's a list of things that happen. And one of them is this: and your old ones will dream dreams. That is a very significant promise of God that applies directly to us where we are today. In fact, it will apply directly to us almost all the time, but there's an opening that God is bringing in which skill and ability and capacity will come through that promise that he has in that verse. And you remember that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. Peter reminded everyone of that. This, which is happening now, is that which Joel spoke of. And that's happening among us even today. So I want to unpack that a little bit with you. I want to encourage you with it. It is natural to have what would appear to be negative feelings sometimes, or even just some frustration because we made all these plans and we made all these kinds of arrangements for the plans, and this is where we are now, and we didn't think we'd be at this point. Especially if you're on the vestry, that could be happening, or in your own personal life, that could be happening as well. And this is the way through. So you hear the voice of the Lord, and you're able to go through. Now, there are a lot of ways to hear the voice of the Lord. One is your normal thoughts. Don't dismiss that. If you have a normal thought pattern and you have some normal thoughts, it's normal for God to talk to you that way. Just put thoughts in your mind, and that's fine. It's easy to go along with that. Also, you may see God in creation and hear something from God in creation. A lot of people who have never been close to a Christian church, never heard a Christian, will in fact receive the same revelation we receive through the Scriptures through creation, even if they never, ever see a Bible or hear a sermon. That is another way that it happens. Through other people, God will speak to you. That's a little more challenging. But nonetheless, other people will see things of God that you do not see. And you may see more of God that way. An audible voice. I mean, that can happen. I want to encourage you, if you think you heard an audible voice, don't think that's voices in your head. It could be God. I mean, that happens so many times in the Scriptures where you see that. Maybe you are sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are marked as Christ's own forever. You belong to Him. He wants to talk to you. And that may sometimes come in an audible voice. It also may be an open vision that could happen. I wouldn't think of that regularly, but you may, bam, something from God, and you see it, like at Jesus' baptism or whatever, you know, whatever it may be. That's fine too. You're not seeing things. That's not from something you ate or whatever it may be. And then what I want to look at today for a few moments is dreams. God may speak to you in a dream. And when God speaks to you in a dream, it may be a very deep communication which opens up these kinds of doors that need to be open when you enter into a vision, enter into a new enterprise, and then you hit that place where it didn't go the way you thought it was going to go. Right there, God may give you a dream, and that dream may open up the door. Very important. Your old ones will dream dreams. Now, I want to make sure that we get this really the way that it is. Your old ones will dream dreams. This is not people who are getting along in age and need to take a nap in the afternoon. You don't need the Spirit of God poured out on you to do that. That's how you know. The old ones are the ones who have been going at it for a while, following Jesus for some time, working at the church for some years, and it didn't turn out the way they thought it would turn out. It didn't get to the place they thought it would get to. The strategic plan wasn't fulfilled in some significant ways. Something just didn't come through. But you're still there. And on those, God will pour out His Spirit, and the old ones will dream dreams again. That which God put into your soul, deep into the place where He communicates with you, in the center of your spirit, where He says, "This is why I created you," and you didn't see it come the way you thought it would come. That's where the Spirit of God is poured out. That's where He begins speaking to you in a way that no one else will speak to you. That's where He begins opening doors that we cannot open on our own. We cannot even see them on our own. That's where He begins doing things within you that increase your capacity so that what is natural for you becomes supernatural, and you're able in His Spirit and in His way to move ahead in the manner that He desires for you to move, and you become who God created you to become. That's what happens in dreams. Now, what I'm going to do is give you some smaller pieces of how that works, some steps of how that works, where your old ones will dream dreams. Because you may have dreams that come from God that ignite that larger dream, that larger calling, and that's their purpose. That's why God sends them. And you may have a dream that just, for example, brings awareness or information. A third of the Bible is dreams. People who have received dreams. One third of it matches, hopefully, the amount of time that we're asleep. One third of the day. And some tremendous things happen, as well as throughout history. For example, just giving information. I hope I can say this name correctly. Dmitry Mendeleev invented the periodic table. Had been looking at it for years, as well as other scientists. One night he has a dream in which that periodic table just falls into place. And, you know, the periodic table you looked at in school, it came from a dream. Then when that periodic table was published, chemistry and other scientific disciplines fell into an order and a way of understanding and operating that had not happened before. That's one example. You may get a dream that brings healing to you. You remember Joseph, when Mary came to him and said, "Joseph, I'm pregnant." "Really?" said Joseph. "Yes, it was the Holy Spirit." "Okay." "I'll give you that for creativity, and I'll just put you away quietly. We won't make a public disgrace of you." In a dream, Joseph is spoken to by an angel, and he gets capacity to go against all the mores of society and take in Mary and move ahead. that fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies around the birth of Jesus. Happened twice with Joseph around the birth narrative of Jesus. There was healing between him and Mary in that dream. That can happen. There's all kinds of things that can happen in God speaking to you in a dream. And part of what happens in these dreams is that you are hearing the word of God, which is creating a capacity within you. And you're not awake saying, oh no, that's just me. Oh no, that's not God. Oh no, I can't do that. You are completely receptive to God. Now the question comes up, how do you know the dream you have is from God? God is light. And you remember at the transfiguration, when Jesus was transfigured, his garment turned into white, bright light. That was the presence of God. And that kind of white is the presence of all colors. All of them are in white. A dream is like a prism held up to that white light, and then it breaks down the light into its many colors. If you're dreaming in color, I would trust that that's the Spirit of God giving you a dream. If you're dreaming in black and white, or it's ominous, negative, I would think that's some other spirit. Or something you ate. If you think it's some other spirit, I would encourage you to do this. When you get up, tell that spirit to get out. Get out of my life right now. Because you are a child of God. You are marked and sealed by the Holy Spirit. Just break that chain of authority and tell it to go. When it's in color, there's something coming. There's something for you. There's something happening. And you could have a long, complex dream. You could have a dream within a dream. Or you could have a very short dream, length of a commercial maybe. Prophet Amos in the Old Testament had a series of short dreams or pictures. And that's, his book is filled with those kinds of prophecies. Very significant in the life of Israel. You may have dreams like that all along, or a combination of any of them. There's a purpose for that dream to come at that point, and the purpose has to do with taking you to the next place, the next step of you becoming who you were created to be. That's how God does things. He creates by speaking, and he may speak in you in that manner. You may be coming along right now in this fellowship or some other kind of thing that's going on where there's a group involved, and you think the group has hit something. That's the time to listen for the voice of God. Instead of find another leader, instead of, well, I'll just watch. Instead of new vision. Of course, that's what I've been sharing with you all along. What's God telling you? And what does God want you to do about it? Sometimes he'll speak to you in a dream like that. Now, I don't remember a lot of my dreams. I can't tell you exactly the last dream I had that I remember, but I know that I have them. We all have them every night. Sometimes God will just send one into your natural dreaming. The ones that I know are from God, I do remember, even from years ago. Especially the ones that are still forming me and still bringing me out of where God doesn't want me to be into what God created me to be. Very significant that happens. See, the reason that you would hit a block is that God has something for you in that block that you're not going to get anywhere else. If you run to another place, you'll go through the cycle again. At least the first two steps. This is great, hit a wall. If you sit back and watch, I don't know what you get. It's not much going on. You're just watching. If you run to another vision, you'll go through the cycle again. This is a great vision, better than the last one. And then you'll hit the wall. The second step will come. It's going through that. One of the things that we learn going through that is that God makes the way in the wilderness. God opens up the door that is closed. And that's how you know. Also, you're getting a dream from God. If you are feeling demeaned and rejected, disrespected, after you get up, that is not a dream from God. God is not telling you, you know, I mean, yeah, you're a Christian, but you're really doing a lousy job. You're not going to get a dream like that. Instead, you're going to get a dream saying, come up higher. You are my child. I am well pleased in you. This is what I am providing for you. You will come away from a dream in some way or another thinking God is providing the way for me to do what he's called me to do. And that is a very different thing from thinking, God's just told me something, and I'm going to have to come up with some way to do it. Well, no. If God tells you something, you don't come up with the way to do it. You catch the way God is giving you to do it. That's even his name. I am the way and the truth and the life. That's what it is to be a disciple, to follow in the way. In fact, the first name of the church in the scriptures after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus is the way. And Christians were called followers of the way. And that's how we go ahead into that place. It's just never, ever going to be God told me something and then I started going ahead and doing it and I never did it good enough. That is not a Christian life. A Christian life is God has asked me to do something and he's given me the steps to do it. His word is the lamp unto my feet and the light upon my path. And he's speaking to me in various ways, sometimes in dreams. And when I get those dreams, then I'm able to take another step forward. Now, the way you're able to take another step forward is not this. It's not, oh, God gave me a dream. I got to figure out what it's about. Well, no. God will tell you what it's about. He will say, this is my word. This is what it means. That comes from God. This is the step to take. That comes from God. All of it comes from God. What we do is be in the place to receive. It's like standing in the middle of a river. If you're looking downstream, the water's not coming to you. It's going away from you. If you're looking upstream, the water's coming to you. Your position in relationship to God, the way you're facing, the way you have your ear turned, means all that's coming to you from God, you'll be able to receive. Part of how you know you might be looking downstream with the river of God is you're thinking, wow, I got to think of a way to do that. Instead, here I am. Direct my path. When you receive that, it will always be the step into being further along in who you were created to be. Always. Every communication from God will be one further step along in who you were created to be. One, even if it's a whisper, one further whisper, you're my child. I'm well pleased in you. All right. That's what, there's a lot more I'd like to share with you about dreams, but that's the basic kind of thing. In the weeks to come, we're going to look at some other ways. Next week, we're going to look at obedience as the way that you hear God. It's not what you think. But if you come next week, I'll explain it to you. But for today, if you saw the newsletter I sent out inviting you to bring dreams and, you know, write them down if you have them, and you're thinking, I never have any dreams, here's what I'd like you to try. Ask for some. You can ask for them at any time. It's like, God, I want to hear from you in dreams and see what happens. If you start getting them, I want to encourage you to get them, record them in some way. You can get, you can get pens with flashlights in them. And the little pad, turn the pen on with the flashlight and start writing it down. So you don't lose it between getting up and drinking coffee or however you get started. Something like that. Or you could speak it into a microphone or whatever. However that works. You have it. What you also might do with a dream is give it a title. You remember the dream, you have it written down. What's the title? The title will tell you the focus God is giving you. And above all, don't think you're weird if you have a spiritual dream. You are the child of God. As we sang a minute ago, he calls you friend. And he speaks to you in mysteries and dreams in ways that we don't even know. That will bring you through to the next step in what you are called to be, what St. Francis is called to be, what your family is called to be, whatever it is. It'll bring you to that place. Now, if you brought some dreams along today during the coffee hour, I would, either Carol or I can look at that with you if you like, begin to unpack it, see some of the things in there. Sometimes a dream will have more than one focus and so forth. And we can just help you get a handle on that if you're ready for that. If not, just any time in the future. it's just a lot of fun to do that. You begin seeing things that you never... I don't want to say that. I almost said you begin seeing things you never dreamt of, but you did dream of them. So there, right. Nonetheless, if you would keep going with that, keep asking, seeking, knocking for the voice of the Lord, you will get to the place he's created you to be. Let's stand. Father, we thank you for the way that you speak to us. We ask that you would open up things now in our hearts and in our lives that have yet to be opened, that you would speak to us at when we are asleep, when we are resting in you, so that we may become all that you have created us to be. For the glory of your name. Amen.